Thanks for joining us during this season of Lent. We are looking at this powerful miracle that Jesus performed right before he went to the cross, just outside of Jerusalem. And it has to do with a man named Lazarus. Yesterday, we talked about Martha, one of Lazarus' sisters. Today, let's consider Mary. John 11:33, when Jesus saw Mary weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. Jesus was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. Think about Mary's emotions. Hurt, disappointment, anger, confusion, fear. She was probably feeling all of those emotions following the death of her brother Lazarus. She made her way to Jesus. She fell at his feet and she let him know exactly what was on her mind. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Her sister spoke those same words when she saw Jesus. So no doubt they'd been talking about that in their home. If Jesus had been here, our brother would not have died. Those words were spoken with tears running down her cheeks and between loud sobs of emotion. Jesus knows everything from start to finish, right? He is omniscient. He knows everything there is to know about everything there is to know. He knew that in a short time, Lazarus would be raised and Mary would be crying tears of joy. But think about this. Jesus always engages us right where we are. He was intensely moved and distressed by Mary's pain. He was moved in his spirit and greatly troubled, Scripture says. Jesus knows that all things will end well for those who follow him. One day we're going to pass from death to life and enjoy him forever. But that doesn't keep him from engaging in our pain today. Jesus offers us a future, and he works in our present. He sympathizes with our weaknesses and is there to meet the crying need of our heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for that. Thank you for the promise of eternity. And thank you for meeting us right where we are. Thank you for walking through every challenge, every day with us. Pray in your name. Amen.